You know, it's almost embarrassing how great Patriots Day is here in Massachusetts. You want historical reenactments? Ours start at the crack of dawn with the ringing of the old belfry bell next to Battle Green in Lexington, where earnest citizens dressed as either the Lexington Minutemen or His Majesty's 10th Regiment of Foot go at it in a reenactment of the Battle of Lexington, 5:45 a.m., April 19th, 1775. I lived in Lexington a million years ago and was thrown out of bed by a cannon boom. At about the same time, thousands more runners begin boarding buses for the drive out to Hoppington for the start of the marathon. But, you know, they've been here all weekend, as much a sign of spring as crocuses and yellow slickers. I saw them at the Sox game on Sunday. They stood out. No offense, Red Sox fans. They obviously have not been sitting around watching baseball games. They were in great shape. There was another Red Sox game yesterday, the only one in Major League Baseball played in the morning, out of respect for the Boston Marathon. Fenway Park is just a stone's throw from the finish line, so the two events tend to blend. In fact, one of my favorite memories involves both. I was a young director working the game for the old TV 38 when word came that the local favorite, Billy Rogers, was coming down Com Ave, that Billy Rogers was going to win the Boston Marathon. I dropped my cable, started running to the old Elliott Lounge on Com Ave, which bartender Tommy Leonard had turned into a favorite watering hole for runners, including his best friend Billy. And as I ran, I heard this clicking noise right behind me. Red Sox pitcher Bill Lee, in full uniform, glove in hand, cleats clacking, running to cheer his pal Billy on, which we did, screaming our heads off as he rounded the corner to the finish line. Yesterday, when I saw the explosions, I thought for a split second about the musket smoke shrouding the Lexington Green. Who could have imagined that runners and their supporters would suddenly seem as brave? I don't know if they'll decide to run again next year, but if they do, they will be, to me, as heroic as those farmers years ago in Lexington. And we who live here pledge to be there as well, screaming our heads off. As we heard Dr. Medson say earlier, whoever did this, they picked the wrong marathon. They picked the wrong city. Back in a minute, here and now.